Hello?
Hi, calling New Concepts Instruction?
Yes.
Great. Might be a little bit blunt, sir, but how booked are you right now?
We're waiting on some permits to get approved, so right now we have a few weeks available.
Okay. And if we were to provide you with a couple of bookings, would that be of value for your business, or are you guys already working with somebody?
Well, that all depends. I mean, I've been getting calls where they want, to sell us the jobs, and we're not interested in buying any jobs,
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm sure you get a lot of calls, sir, about this. That's why I'd rather ask first, rather than just pitching you something that you don't need.
Correct.
So what would actually work for you right now? Are you doing residential, commercial jobs? I mean, what would make this conversation just last a couple of minutes longer?
Well, I mean, right now we're focusing on residential. And like I said, we have a couple big constructions that are coming in the next couple of months. We're just waiting for the blueprints and the permits
okay.
to be approved. So right now we're trying to fill in with some smaller projects.
Of course. So it seems like you're going to be open for commercial, right? Some contracts on the way?
Yeah.
That is nice. That's good. But, it might not be a bad idea to get some residential going meanwhile, right? Probably even grow to the commercial. Be ready for that.
Right.
All right, sir. It doesn't sound like a bad idea. I mean, other than that, like you said, small residential jobs, what would be like because you're in construction, you do a lot of things.
Yeah, we do general construction.
So if I were, for example, if we were to send you some, let's just say, I mean, I know you get a lot of these calls. They usually don't end up anywhere. I don't want to just come in pitching and selling you something you don't need. But I would love to understand and see if it's worth your while. So if we were to send you some jobs, what would that be? Like, what would you like to do? Some remodeling or what would work for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, we're open for remodeling. We're open for roof work,
Okay. All right.
So, but yeah, once again, I mean, what is this going to, I understand.
It's risk-free, sir. I just want to put that away. It's risk-free. It's month-to-month, company of 20 years. I'm pretty sure we can come with something that is fair for you. Okay, you decide at the end. This is risk-free. There's no contracts involved. Risk-free. We're just talking here. Okay, but I do see that's not
well,
a bad idea. It's go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want it to be mean, but I have a couple of appointments, and I answer
about,
hoping to be a prospect client. And
so
that's what I'm trying to, go straight to the point. What is this leading to?
Exactly. I'm totally fair, sir. Of course. So first of all, it sounds like you're not totally against marketing. You told me you get some calls. Don't want to, waste your time. I mean, what would you like for me to focus on prices or explaining what we do or hearing a little bit more of what you do? That way we can find if we are able to do that.
This is something that this is something that's going to take some time, I was expecting a call from a client.
No, time-wise? No.
If you want to call me in a different time, I'll be open for a conversation for a different time. But
I
was just expecting.
7 minutes every time? Is there something I can come up with that just make it worth your time? 7 minutes, I get my director, we show you the prices, we answer a few questions, if it sounds like it's...
Is there a way that you can call me this afternoon? The thing is, like I said, I was expecting a call at 10:30, 10:35 right now, and I just don't want to...
It's a bad time.
Like I said, I don't want to be rude and just hang up on you, so...
Of course, sir. But you are interested? You want me to give you a call in a couple hours? Is this something worth your while? Do you want me to call you back, sir? I don't want you to waste your time. I do have my time as well. I'm not here to waste your time, sir. I swear to you. And if you pick up the phone, I'm not going to waste your time. But I want you to be honest with me, at least. You want me to give you a call back?
Well, like I said, where is this going? What's the company? What are you guys offering, though?
Local splash. We have a lot of things to offer, sir. People finding you directly. You're sending, we have leads. We have a lot of things that, send you residential jobs, eventually commercial jobs, remodeling work, roof work. We got that covered, sir. We've been doing this for a while. So, yeah, you want me to give you a call back a couple hours? Just, I don't want to be pushy as well, sir. I'm sorry. I'm on the same page as you.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're already waiting for a couple of big projects, so we really don't need, well, at this moment, I think we have enough personnel for these projects, and we, you know, to be open to do more leads or more estimates. So look, we're also been in business, you know, for over 20 years, and we noticed, you know, like we always, trying to work for a client or for a residential remodel, you know, has brought us so much trouble sometimes, you know, with the client. Like always, like, I'm not against them, you know, like, I understand everybody is on the tight budget sometimes. Sometimes they want to get more for their money. So right now we're trying to work on our own investments. You know, like we've already been on through that. So we're trying not to get too much into getting residential clients because, like I said, sometimes they don't like certain things. And so right now we're trying to focus on building new, like new apartments, complexes or duplexes, you know, on our own money, so we can either sell it or rent it once they're finished. So we don't have to deal with these people, you know, because like I say, it has taken so much time and energy during all these years dealing with all that. So like I say, that's why we're trying to stay, like on our own side. Like, yeah, if it comes, you know, like a small roof job, I mean, we'll do it. I mean, it'll be worth, you know, a few $1,000 job, but it's not going to be like, oh, they don't like the whole remodel thing and they start calling later and, you know, just giving us trouble. So I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to waste your time. So yeah, we posted an ad just to fill out these few days that might be available, but to be on new leads, like start over again with all the estimating things, you know, and then you don't even know you're going to get the job when you're given the estimate. Because like I say, I understand. I've been in that situation where we had to look for, for something that is affordable.
Yeah, we don't work that way. I'm sorry to interrupt. People that we send, they're pretty much, they only send to one company. So if they're not qualified, we're wasting your time and we're not producing. It's just a dead end. So I just wanted to let you know, I mean, at least the people that would be trying to get your service, they need the service. They're not just trying to get your prices, you know, stuff like that. But what I understand of what you told me is that you guys been doing this for a while, and since you already have some commercial jobs coming, you just rather, instead of getting more headaches, just rather work with the mostly of your repeated customers that know you and don't give you a hard time, because you've been through that quite some time. And I was about to give up totally, but then you told me about the headache that you had. It sounds like you had some type of a lead service that were not like qualified leads, and you wasted a lot of time. So that's when you got my attention, sir. So is there just a slight chance that if we were to provide you with quality customers that need your service, would that be a bad idea?
Well, what's that going to cost us?
It usually ranges. It's totally approachable, sir. It's even built for starting businesses. You've been doing this for 20 years. Could be $15 a day if you really want to impact your service area. Could be as low as $10 a day. Totally, and it's risk-free, as I told you. It's a monthly service. Yeah. Like, how long do you expect to win back what you invested and have this paying for itself, for example? Like, let's say let's give it a try. How long do you expect this to actually, you got what you paid for, and it's starting to pay for itself?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Just come to anything comes to mind. What would be fair for you? What would be fair for you? 3 months? 2 months? Month and a half?
Yeah, I mean, the sooner the better.
Right? It's not fair. It's not unfair, right? Like a month and a half, 2 months? That's exactly what we're talking about, sir. It's a 20-year company. We understand each other in this part. We're not going to do a bad service, right? That's why you don't want any headaches. You want people that are not qualified, they're not serious, that way something, for example, they don't like, and it starts to affect your business. Same thing here. I'm not going to sell you, a monthly service, and then the next month you're not happy, and just, you know, you just it affects the business, you know. So this is this quality that we do, same as you, sir.
Okay, well, like I say, that's something that I might need to think about. Like, if I want to go back to that, you know, I don't know. You want to go back probably later this week? I mean, like, like I said, that's some thinking that I need to do, because it's not just, like I said, I mean, I've been on this, and it, I know it takes time, you know, to start scheduling new appointments, new clients, new, and all that, you know, takes time from away from this whole project that are already going on, you know, and I don't want to waste anybody's time, you know, letting them know or rescheduling, like, that has happened in the past, and then at the end, you know, like I said, we work hard on getting that estimate, and then they say, oh, well, I mean, I'm going to look for another estimate. I'm going to look for a different opinion or this and that, you know, like, I'm like, well, I mean, I just feel like sometimes we waste hours, you know, working on that. And most of our estimates, you know, our first estimate is free, so we pretty much are.
Yes, you've been doing this for a while, sir. If you've been doing this for a while, it's totally fair that you don't want to waste your time. I'm pretty sure that you don't, that you're not going to proceed if it's not going to produce. So eventually you go into commercial. You already have something on the line, right? But it's just a start, right? And of course you can, you've been handling for yourself a lot. I'm not saying that you don't do a good job, sir. I'm just saying that there's room for improvement. I mean, right? Work together. So other than serious clients, is there anything else that would make worth your while? Because it still sounds like you're telling me, going back to it, you've never worked with us before, sir. I understand you didn't get the results you expected.
Well, I've worked with several different companies. Like I said, through all these years, you know, I've been calling that promise, you know, like, oh, we're promising certain jobs a week, and I mean, I end up paying. Sometimes, you know, they say, okay, we're going to charge you $90 a month. And then I realize they're charging like over $300 a month. So, I mean, on the long run, you know, like, I'm not getting what I was promised to, and I'm also like getting charged more than what I was asked for. So, like I said, that's something that I might need to think about. And if you want to call me later this week, I mean, I will have an answer for you. But right now, like I say, I mean, I'm pretty much.
Let's be honest, sir. You're not going to answer my call back. It's totally fair. I understand. It does sound like they weren't clear with you from the start.
Right.
Exactly. I'm trying to be different that way, sir. But, of course, it doesn't make my job any easier. So, this is my last rebut, sir. Are you sure that you'd be opposed if I were actually to get one of my directors so we can show you how we work? You see your prices?
Well, yeah, like I said, just give me a few days to think about it, and we'll go from there, you know, like either we decide to jump on this or we decide to stay as how we are.
All right, sir. Well, feel free to call us if you at least want to look at our prices for this to work. It's usually just one company per area, that way we're not sharing the, you know, the clients. I will send you a small text. If you want to talk to me a little bit longer, just send me a text, sir. I appreciate your time, though. I did do my best, I think. Thank you, sir. Bye.